Chipmaker Broadcom wants to buy chipmaker Qualcomm, and no, stay with me. This story is actually fascinating. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. You guys, there is some drama in the semiconductor company acquisition world. Singapore-based Broadcom has made this hostile takeover bid for the other big chip giant, Qualcomm. Qualcomm said no. Broadcom is trying to stack the Qualcomm board to force a yes vote. Shareholders are set to vote on those board nominations tomorrow. The money drama is that it would be the biggest tech deal ever, over $140 billion. And then there are national security and privacy concerns coming from the US and the European Union. And we haven't even talked yet about competition. Patrick Moorhead is president and principal analyst at Moore Insights and Strategy. First of all, Patrick, what do these two companies do?
So one of the biggest challenges here is that they do so many of the same things. They both do RF chips that makes any phone work. They both do Wi-Fi and they both do Bluetooth. So I think competitively, there would be less competition in the industry. Now, the other thing, would this pass CFIUS approval here in the United States?
And CFIUS, we should say here, is the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Lawmakers in the U.S. are asking that committee to actually look into this merger, and some are even calling it a national security issue. I mean, what is that about?
Well, this goes back to essentially other countries being able to spy on us. And the notion is that if you have access to Americans' phones or American ally phones, or if you're making the equipment for the carriers, the phone companies, then you can more easily eavesdrop in on Americans' lines. And that's the security potential issue here.
I mean, when I read these stories and I hear you talking, it really sounds like this is not a good idea and that there's a lot of headwind, but who wants it to happen?
The only people, and this isn't everybody, are Wall Street who would like to make a fast buck off the deal. And there's nothing wrong with making money. I mean, that's why we're all here. I just don't think that if this deal goes south, they come together, innovation slows down, they're not going to be the bag holders. Meanwhile, the rest of the industry has to sit and live in a potential mess that Wall Street created.
And then let's just be really explicit here about, well, you know, what happens if innovation slows down? Are you talking about, you know, the rollout of 5G? Like, to what extent could this damage the marketplace?
We have seen unprecedented uptake of 3G, then 4G, and then in 2019, we'll see 5G. And it's essentially access to all these cool capabilities that don't just impact smartphones now, but also impact Internet of Things like smart cities. The ability for cars to look around the corner in real time and understand if there's an accident ahead of it so they can apply brakes easier, even self-driving cars. So, you know, the stakes are high here, and what it does is it slows down that rate of innovation. And if what it also does is if people don't think that 5G endpoints like phones and drones and things like that are going to be here, then the carriers aren't going to make as quick or big as investments as they might. So it has this ripple effect where people limit their expenditures to innovate.
That's Patrick Moorhead of Moore Insights and Strategy. Now, on the security concerns issue, the Committee on Foreign Investment has been debating within itself about whether to investigate the merger, and a bipartisan group of senators have asked the committee to take action, in particular because Qualcomm has some sensitive contracts with the U.S. government. Broadcom previously promised to move its headquarters from Singapore to the United States, which could let it avoid that review. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.